Hey everyone, and welcome back to your daily Linux and open source news show. So today we'll start by talking about Framework. We already covered the potential problems that they have with delivering good software updates, but it looks like they don't want to stick to just laptops in terms of the hardware. They just raised $18 million, which is admittedly not a lot for building entirely new products, but is still pretty good funding for a company this size. And this money will go towards trying and building other products. And looking at the fact that they've got some investment from Cooler Master, I think it's easy to imagine that they might want to build desktops as well, especially since modularity in these machines is going to be way easier than on laptops. Maybe we can also expect like some new or relatively more recent form factors, like maybe two-in-ones with touch screens or maybe even tablets, who knows. Now, Framework is saying that this will not impact the development and the progress of their laptops, because basically they're going to shift some jobs that are no longer needed in a full-time capacity for laptops to other products. For example, industrial designers, they're not going to be used to revamp the entire case and design of their laptops, because they can't quite change that entire design if they want those older laptops to be able to fit newer parts. Framework also said that those new devices wouldn't just be one-offs. If they decide to go into a new product category, they wanted to have a full roadmap to keep improving them and making them for years, just like they want to do with their laptops. Although the article from The Verge also mentions that the CEO of Framework didn't commit to shipping future GPU upgrades for the Framework Laptop 16. Which is worrying when you're talking about long-term support for a device, because these additional GPU modules are kind of the entire point of that machine. If you can't get a new GPU in a few years, what was the point of having that GPU as a module that is replaceable, repairable, and upgradable? Because if you can't buy the older one and you can't slot in a new one, then it kind of defeats the purpose. So let's hope this was just a misunderstanding from The Verge and that, yes, Framework actually wants to produce more of these GPUs. Now, at any rate, the Framework team will be growing from 50 to 60 people, which is not a lot of people, but it's still a sizable increase for the company size, and they will keep using partners to build the actual hardware that they design. They have apparently no plans to internalize all of this, which makes sense because it would be very, very expensive. Now, I really like what Framework is doing. Personally, they have their issues with BIOS and driver updates. Some people also have some feedback about the hardware itself, but the general gist of it seems to be that this hardware is pretty good and the idea behind it is fantastic. So I hope Framework can tackle more form factors in the future. Desktops might not be the most interesting ones because they wouldn't bring a lot of added value here. But I don't know, maybe two-in-ones, maybe tablets would be interesting. And I hope Framework can become a more established player, which would also make other manufacturers reconsider all of their everything is soldered approach. Basically, I would love other manufacturers to start copying Framework instead of copying Apple when it comes to designing their hardware with modularity and repairability in mind. Now, yesterday, there was also an interesting article pointing out why Google search is getting worse and worse, basically becoming a roundabout way to go to Reddit and the rest of the results being just super spammy websites and AI-generated articles. Now, I will warn you, it is a pretty oriented post. It's very pro engineers and software developers, very against managers. So basically, they picked everybody who was a manager without a computer science degree and decided that this was their fault. But there's some actual evidence in there as well that this is what happened inside of Google. So take that article with a grain of salt. I'm not including it here to point fingers at people saying, hey, this guy is the devil. It's just to figure out why Google is going down the drain in terms of search, at least. And it's what everyone expects, basically. Google search is being slowly eaten, or fastly eaten, I don't know, by the ads division, meaning that the main point of Google search is less and less to provide good results, so people actually use the engine. And since people use the engine, they will also see and or click on ads. It's now to push ads and ad growth at all costs, including using weird growth hacking techniques that will make the experience worse in the long run and have already started making it worse. For example, making ads almost indistinguishable from real search results. And basically, it seems like the manager behind Google Ads, who now has been promoted to the head of Google Search entirely, is a pure consultant and middle manager, and he has repeatedly ignored the advice or concerns of longer-term Google employees that helped build Google Search in the first place. They basically took that search engine and turned it into a growth-at-all-costs product, with a bunch of email evidence in the article, with really the weirdest and most disgusting managerial language that means nothing. Just the pure company lead speech that is so infuriating to read. Now, the article is very much pointing the finger at one specific person. Not necessarily the best thing to do. If this person was hired, promoted, and encouraged, it's also the general company culture. It's not just this person who wrought everything from the inside. It's the general higher-ups that encouraged his vision instead of encouraging the vision that would make the product more healthy in the long term. But generally, it's the usual story that seems to repeat itself in every big tech company. The engineers and product people at the start of the company built a great tool, a great product that people enjoy and makes the company work and makes the company money. And slowly, bit by bit, the company restructures itself. A new CEO comes in who is generally not from the initial company, generally not a product person or a developer. They're just a manager or an accountant, and they start restructuring the company, and there are middle managers being added everywhere who are being recruited for their management skills instead of their computer skills or product skills. And so they're turning this into a numbers game, which inevitably ends up making everything just worse. And I don't think anyone will be surprised that this is the main reason why Google Search is going down the drain. If you sabotage the various barriers that were slowly put in place to prevent spammy, low-quality, clickbait websites from surfacing, because you want people to click more on your search results so you can show more ads inside of the search engine, but also inside of the websites, because Google Ads is not just ads on Google Search, it's ads on a lot of websites. A lot of people are implementing Google Ads on their websites. So they're going to favor websites that have Google Ads inside of them, and those can be very spammy. So you take the clickbaitiest headline, you push it to the top of the results, you just lift all the barriers that prevented those websites from surfacing, and yes, you will get more clicks and more ad sales, but also the end result is that your search engine is going to be way less useful than it once was. And this is especially egregious today because AI-generated content is everywhere. And we all know that this content, as it is being used right now on a lot of websites, it's just a cheap way to produce tons of half irrelevant and uninformative or even completely false articles. Going forward, search engines should implement more barriers against this sort of content, not less, even if it means having less growth or engagement or clicks. Focusing on having more people click your ads because the rest of your results are terrible is not a solid way to future-proof your search engine. But I'll let you read the article. It's pretty long, but it is well documented. And while there is some strong language in here against managers and stuff like that, I think the gist of it is interesting if you can go past that. So this will conclude this episode of the podcast. I hope you enjoyed listening to it. And as always, thank you all for supporting what I do. And I guess you will hear me in the next one tomorrow. Bye!